This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Stock in the short message and advertising company Twitter surged downward yesterday after quarterly sales came in lower than expected. Some had hoped President Trump's aggressive use of Twitter would somehow pay off more for Twitter. Listen to Twitter's stock down 12.3% yesterday. Another enterprise is experiencing a kind of President Trump-related boost. Saturday Night Live on NBC, owned by Comcast. Alec Baldwin is hosting this weekend. Baldwin's Trump impersonation has been good for SNL's ratings. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Saturday Night Live's viewership is up more than 20% from last season. Jonathan Taplin is director emeritus of the USC Annenberg Innovation Lab.
Saturday Night Live has always flourished when it has great targets to satirize.
Think Chevy Chase playing Gerald Ford or Dana Carvey as the first President Bush. Only now, NBC can serve up short clips on social media, like Melissa McCarthy playing White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
Now I'd like to begin today by apologizing on behalf of you to me.
NBC makes a little money selling the ads at the beginning of those clips, says media analyst James Dix at Wedbush Securities. And higher TV ratings allow the network to charge more for spots.
You can go out and say, hey, I've got more eyeballs. Advertisers pay by eyeball, and they make more money.
Dix points out ratings are up at the conservative-leaning Fox News as well, adding polarization can be profitable. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.